With the Q106.5 Regional News, I'm Cindy Campbell. A Virginia man is charged with manslaughter after striking and killing a woman with his car in Bar Harbor on Tuesday morning. Police say a pickup driven by 36-year-old Justin Schell drifted off the road, struck a parked car, and then a woman who was standing outside before crashing into the Chart Room restaurant on Route 3. 76-year-old Connie Birkenmeyer of Bar Harbor died at the scene. The Maine Warden Service is seeking volunteers to search this weekend in Medford for a 71-year-old woman who went missing last fall. Wardens say they're looking for 100 people to help search on Sunday for Diana Estee of Medford. A search was launched after she went missing on October 31st that included dogs and aircraft, but it was suspended in November. A Camden woman got a scary surprise as she was weeding her garden when she found a 4-foot-long python sleeping in her flower bed. The snake was cold but otherwise healthy and was taken to Thomaston's Animal Shelter. Anyone who has information about a missing python is asked to call the Pope Memorial Humane Society. For the first time, the Maine Supreme Court will decide whether medical marijuana can be covered by workers' compensation. The court is hearing arguments today over whether a paper mill must pay for medical marijuana for one of its workers, who hurt his back in 1989, and says marijuana is cheaper and safer than narcotics. And there have been a lot of fundraisers since Hurricanes Irma and Harvey devastated cities across the southern U.S., and one 10-year-old Maine boy decided he wanted to do his part. Dylan Whitney ran a lemonade and snack stand over the weekend at the Clinton Lions Agricultural Fair and donated all of his proceeds to the Red Cross in Bangor on Monday, which totaled about $400. Find more news on demand anytime at Q1065.fm.